Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Gentle Ghost Bedtime Story. In this file, I'm going to carefully tell you a story after I put you to bed. It's important to get yourself comfy, and I hope that you're all nice and wrapped up in those blankets. In fact, the more comfy you are, the better the story will be. In a way, this is a story about sheets, after all, and ghosts, but they're nice ghosts, gentle ghosts. So do you think that you're all ready? Are you all nice and comfy, curled up in those blankets and waiting for a story to be told? Enjoying the sound of my voice as I slowly, very teasing, make you wait before I begin the story. Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to make you wait that long, but sometimes it's fun. Before I begin this story, I kind of have to tell you about the world it is in. Because it's not the world like our world, it's a completely different place, inhabited by ghosts. And those ghosts have families and children, and they live their ghostly lives very similar to ours, well, with a few minor differences. So you can't really get sick as a ghost, and you can walk through walls, so some things are easier, other things are a bit more difficult. At least you never have to choose what you're wearing, because you always kind of look the same in those wonderful white sheets. So close your eyes and imagine a very beautiful old-fashioned world inhabited by ghosts. And let me tell you a story about one of them. It was in the middle of fall. The brown leaves, some of them with all kinds of reds and oranges, like falling on the ground, sometimes pleasantly crunching beneath the feet of creatures. They dotted the landscape as our ghost floated by. See, ghosts have some difficulty touching things, so most of the time they left no footprints. They just sort of hovered a little above the ground and went on their business. This ghost was kind of special. They were curious, incredibly inquisitive, and wanting to know how everything in the world works. They did their duty in school, and they always paid attention, even if some of the teachers found it slightly frustrating when they asked so many questions. But mostly they were well liked, and as they floated on their way, all the way from school back home, they were looking around and wondering about the fall. Maybe it was called that way because the leaves all fell from the tree. Then again, maybe there was a completely different reason altogether. These were the kind of thoughts that went through their ghostly mind. Sometimes they'd stretch out their hand, trying to grab a falling leaf out of the air, but it passed through them. And this is what they were used to, even if they were a little sad that they couldn't pick it up. They learned that some ghosts can pick things up, but that it takes a lot of effort. So for now, it wasn't really worth doing all that effort. So our very gentle ghost just floated by, looking at the landscape, at how some of the houses were decorated with pumpkin heads and lovely lights and other decorations. And they were just enjoying their time. It was, after all, a nice day in the fall. A wonderful day for some walking around the city. They didn't have to be home for dinner anytime soon. You might wonder what ghosts eat, and so did they at times. But dinner was mostly just a routine to sit with the family and have conversations about how the day went. For now, though, our little ghosts walked to the park. In the park, it looked like there was some kind of performance. Differently dressed ghosts were prancing around and reenacting some kind of play. They weren't on a stage, they were just floating a little above the grass. There were some in very wild costumes, including one in the center with a fancy, glinting top hat. They were telling a story about how the ghosts began, and of course our little ghosts couldn't resist. They were incredibly curious to find out how this all began, so they sat down, or rather floated a little above the ground, and began to listen. "Our forefathers," the ghost began, "traveled far and wide across the land seeking for a place to settle. This was before the time of ghosts. They found this place and thought it was a lovely environment to build some houses and roads. But they also were worried about something. They had heard that people sometimes grow old and that this would affect them somehow. So they were looking for a solution. And one day, the chemist of the city came up with an ingenious idea to transform them all into ever-living ghosts. In the beginning, not everyone thought this was a good idea. Then again, it didn't matter, because those that took the curious potion became ghosts that live here now, while the others lived happily ever after for many years and moved on to a different city. Of course, the story of the ghost was a legend among many, and I cannot tell for sure if this is all correct, because we have traveled far and wide and have yet to find any non-ghost. All we could find was ghosts telling ghost stories. So maybe this is all just legend." And as he was telling it, the others were reenacting the story. The little ghost was absolutely fascinated and kept staring for a while until the sun began to set and he kind of hurried away home. Fortunately, Mommy Ghost was kind of amused. It wasn't the first time that the little ghost had been somewhat distracted and came home late. Fortunately, nothing can happen to ghosts, so she was never worried. And after they all sat down around the table for dinner time, telling about their day, the little ghost told them what they'd heard, about how the ghost came to be and that it happened all long ago thanks to some mysterious chemist. The father wasn't quite sure if this indeed was the case, but he thought it didn't really matter. No matter where the past has come from, we are here now, and that is what really matters. The little ghost was still very curious, but at the same time they knew that they might never find the answer, which was also okay. The world was full of questions, many of which did have an answer. So after a brief evening of some curiosities and questions, it was time for them to go to bed. The father happily spent some time tucking them in, telling them how when he was young, he was also very curious about the world and wondered how it all came to be. You know, when I was your age, I even traveled quite far up into the mountains. It was a very strange journey. I could tell that it was colder there, and that there was wind flowing between the peaks. Of course, for us, that's not much of a problem. Even if it appeared to cause some fluttering of my clothes. It was kind of nice, in a way, to be up there all alone, between the mountains, wondering where we all came from. And as I climbed up there, I frequently saw traces of what life may have been before. But I never found any proof or anything else that pointed that there ever been something other than ghosts here. However, it was one of the first times that I was able to hold something. It was a very unusual feeling. I had to will my hands in existence and spend so much effort lifting a tiny pebble. But between you and me, when I let that pebble bounce off the mountain, it was so satisfying. The noise it made as it bounced from rock to rock, going on and on for much longer than I could ever have thought, was amazing. It's always so quiet here, and just that little bit of sound was like a whole orchestra was playing just for me. Anyway, it is really time to sleep now, so I'll make sure to tuck you in extra nice, and then you can drift to sleep. It's been a long day, and tomorrow I'm sure your inquisitive mind will ask more curious questions. allowing yourself to be inspired by the beauty and majesty of all things around you. For now, it's much nicer to just drift to sleep. So as I place your ghost plushie in your arms and make sure that you're all curled up and nice, I softly float out of the room while you drift in your bed. So feel free